I want to start a league. Maybe I could start a local league here in San Diego. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be awesome.
But it would take forever to blow up those things, wouldn't it?
Well, you'd get Big Fatty to fart.
Ew! There's no way I would put in that bubble with farts around it.
That's your penalty for puncturing the bubble.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Ew.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1564 of the BFO for Thursday, the 23rd of January, 2014, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, I've got some shot stories for you. And can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it. We hear it. Hello, headlighters. Big Freddy, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are headlighters today because, y'all, it is cold. It is just downright cold here in Charleston. And I know it's not nearly as cold here as it is other places. And we don't have any of the white stuff. Big Freddy, that sounds vulgar. All over everything. Big Freddy. Anyway, y'all, it's evidently round two of the cold air, and y'all, I had a post over there at the BFO from that Miss Kim Beaver, and y'all, she said that it sounded that she understood that there was a shotic vortex. So, y'all, we've had Shot Week, we've had Shotnado, and now, y'all, we've got the Shotic Vortex coming through. So, y'all, I love that. The Shotic Vortex.
Big Freddy, that means this is shitty weather.
Well, you know, Poodle. You're right. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 23rd of January, it is the celebration of exiting of the birth canal of someone we met out at the Pride 48 that oftentimes calls in here to the BFO, even though it's been a month of Sunday since we've heard from him. But it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for the one and only David, that blue jeans guy. And David, we just hope you can stay awake and enjoy your special day. And Big Freddy, do you think that the crickets will make him a cake? Can you hear that? Can you hear? Yes, we hear it. Y'all went to the Von's East during lunchtime on Hump Day. And y'all, the penny coupon was for the Von's East semi-sweet dark chocolate morsels. And y'all, I've been eating those along with some of that natural peanut butter. That it is nothing but peanuts and salt. And y'all, it's delicious. It's kind of like a homemade a peanut butter cup. But it's not that waxy chocolate or anything like that. But y'all, now I didn't buy very much today because the Von's East is running the $10 off the $50 gas card. Big Freddy, just when we need more gas, maybe you can fill up some of those bubbles for Dr. Stone. So I didn't buy a whole lot because I'm going to go back on either Friday Saturday or Sunday and get the gas card because you got to spend $50. But y'all, I picked up some mixed vegetables. Y'all had the good coffee on sale, so I went ahead and got that, and I'll get more when I go back this weekend. Y'all, they had good salad. Y'all, I got more ingredients to make another big pot of that that lemon chicken soup that Waylon from the formerly of the Stinky Orangutans made me, y'all, because y'all, the weather rat has just called for tonight to be a poop night.
Big, but he said soup night.
Oh, well, okay, poop night, soup night. Well, you know, it's the Shotic Vortex, so it's a poop night.
Big, ready, Volga.
And so I got the ingredients for that, and let's see, what else did I get here? Oh, and y'all, they had the good Von's East chicken fingers on sale. And they come in the bag. It's the premium ones. They're the best. And then I got me two pieces of fried chicken for my lunch. And I've been tooting all afternoon.
Hey, you can tell us that again.
And y'all, I evidently looked old because I got the senior citizens discount. But y'all, I only spent $27.23. But y'all, I saved $17.78. Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, don't forget now, you've only got about 10 more days. Actually, not even that long to get your entry in to become the number one fan of the BFO for 2014. Y'all, the only person that's not eligible is that Gravitas. He's the number one fan for 2013. And y'all, all you have to do is send me an e-letter to ruined at bigfattyonline.com and just put number one fan in the subject line. And y'all, in 25 words or less, just tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan. Y'all, we're up to 20 entries now. Y'all, Big Fatty got more than 50 crema cards, so y'all, I'm sure they're going to start pouring in here. I'm going to read a couple of these. Yesterday, we got up to that Jimmy Bear. Y'all, today, Brother Sinatus has got an entry here, and his says, Big Fatty, it's been a long time since I won something. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Brother Sinatus wins a lot of things from little shows and all. And y'all, then, that Gary in Albuquerque, I think he lives in Phoenix or something, he says, Big Fatty, please consider me for the number one fan because I listen to the little show every day. A day without the fat one is a day ruined. Well, Gary, that's just lovely. Big Fatty, that is just lovely. And y'all, Brian and Danbury, you know he's one of the Danburys up there in Danbury. Big Fatty, can you say Danbury again? Well, I'll try. He says, Big Fatty, bacon, how I love thee without your salty goodness, your meaty charms, I'd be quite hungry. Bacon and BFO complete me in my daily diet.
Ready? I think he's trying to get he's trying to get on your good side.
Well, I think you may be right.
Yes, Big Ready.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, on my way home from the Von's East at lunchtime, y'all, I went by the P.O. Box. Y'all, there was a package in there. Y'all had no idea there was a package coming. And y'all, it is from that Dr. Stone who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, along with the turnip head. Y'all, they were in the test kitchen over there at the Live It Up little show. And y'all understand there's a Live It Up in the can.
Big Fatty, does that have anything to do with the Shotic Vortex?
No, but in the can does sound kind of vulgar.
Yes, Big Fatty.
And y'all, let's just see. I have no idea what Dr. Stone has sent to me. So let's just open it up and let's just see what we've got here. Oh, look at that. It says, Live It Up Test Kitchen, okay? It says, Dear Mr. Fatty, you have been... You have been randomly selected to participate in the Live It Up Test Kitchen Market Research Survey. Your feedback is vital in understanding the purchasing habits of podcasters like you. Enclosed, you will find a product sampling kit. We ask that each day you take a moment during your podcast to partake of one sample from the kit. Well, there you go. This is wonderful. This is just wonderful. I'm excited. Please be sure to record your verbal evaluation of each sample. What did you like about it? What didn't you like about it? How does it compare to your favorite brand? Would you be willing to purchase this item in the future? Please note any distinctive colors, fragrances, big Betty, that sounds vulgar, flavors, and packaging characteristics you find desirable or undesirable. We look forward to hearing your responses in the near future. And remember, we're counting on you, big Betty. It's like a census. Yeah, Gussie. And y'all, then it is signed sincerely, Ambassador Dr. Wesley E. Pluribus Pythagoras Stone, P.I., and Admiral Turniphead. And it says, P.S., you must provide your own tonic and limes. Y'all have no idea what this is. Honest to goodness. I hope if it's a fruitcake, it arrived okay. Big Daddy. Oh, y'all, there are five. There are five little packages in here, and they're all wrapped individually. So y'all, we'll just open. I tell you what, I'm not gonna open these. Well, should I open these? Yeah, I'm gonna open the first one, but y'all will do the testing, the taste testing on tomorrow's little show. Y'all, I'm gonna open the purple one right now. And let's just see what it is. Oh, Big Fatty, look at that. Oh, y'all, it is the Tangeray. That's lovely. And y'all, it's little airplane bottles. Y'all, I'm just going to open up all of them. Big Fatty, open them up. Y'all, here comes the green one. And the packaging is just lovely. I'm very impressed with the packaging. The next one is, what is this one? This one, oh, the Hendrix Gin. Y'all, I've never had Hendrix Gin. And so I'll be interested in trying that one. Big Betty, I can see next week you're going to be sloshed. Maybe we'll just save them all for next week and it'll be Big Betty Gets Fucked Up Week. Big Betty, lovely. And y'all, then there's the Bombay Sapphire. You know Tom and Terry love the Bombay. And y'all, and then in the little pink package, Big Betty, I love the pink one. Maybe the Squeaky Kitty and I can have that one. But no, maybe not. Yeah, y'all, it is the Seagram's Extra Dry Gin. And y'all, then in the last one, y'all, it's the racist paper. It's just white. Big Betty. And let's just see what's in that one, y'all. It is a little bottle of, let's just see here, Big Betty. Open it up, Big Patty. Yo, this one is taped up like the skull did it or something. I don't know what's up with that. And the last one here, y'all, it is... What is that? Y'all, I don't know what this one is. Miller's. Miller's Gin. Big... Y'all, it's got a little... It's got a, like a map of the world or something on it. No. Oh, that says government warning. Big Patty. So, Dr. Stone, thank you so much. This is a huge surprise. Big Fatty, emphasis on huge. But that's just lovely. We will sample those and get our response back to the test kitchen. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, that Joe Z over there in Dallas, that's not Joe in Dallas, that's Joe Z in Dallas. Y'all, he sent me something for Shark Week. He says, Big Fatty, read these reviews, but be cautioned. You will literally laugh out loud, and you can't stop reading them once you start. Big Fatty! And y'all, so I'm going to click on this, and we're going to go over here, and we're going to look at this. And y'all, this is about some candies. that are offered. And y'all, this is on the Amazon, and this is a Haribo gummy candy, sugarless gummy bears in a 5-pound bag. And y'all, the first review says, just don't, unless it's a gift for someone you hate. Oh, man, words cannot express what happened to me after eating these. The gummy bear cleanse. If you are someone that can tolerate the sugar substitute, well, then enjoy. If you are like dozens of people that tried my order, run. First of all, for taste, I would rate these a 5. So good. Soft, true to taste, fruit flavors like the sugary variety. I was a happy camper. But, or should I say B-U-double-T, not long after eating about 20 of these, all hell broke loose. I had a gastrointestinal experience like nothing I've ever imagined. Cramps, sweating, bloating beyond my worst nightmare. I've had food poisoning from some bad shellfish, and that was almost like a skip in the park compared to what was going on inside me. Then came the flatulence. Heavens to Murgatroyd, the sounds like trumpets calling the demons back to hell. The stench like a thousand rotten corpses vomited. I couldn't stand to stay in one room for fear of succumbing to my own orders. But wait, there's more. What came out of me felt like someone tried to funnel Niagara Falls through a coffee straw. I swear my sphincters were screaming. It felt like my delicate starfish was a gaping maw, projectile vomiting a torrential flood of toxic waste. 100% liquid, flammable liquid, napalm. It was actually a bit humorous for a nanosecond, as it was just beyond anything I could imagine possible. And it went on for hours. I felt violated. When it was over, which I think might have been sometime in the early morning the next day, the stuff was coming out of me that I had ate at my wedding back in 2005. I had 5 pounds of these innocent-looking, delicious-tasting hell bears, so I told a friend about what happened to me, thinking it had been some type of sensitivity I had to the sugar substitute. And in spite of my warnings and graphic descriptions, she decided to take her chances and take them off my hands. That silly woman. All of the same for her, and a phone call from her while on the toilet, because you kinda end up living in the bathroom for a spell, telling me she really wished she would have listened. I think she was crying. Her sister was skeptical and suspected they were exaggerating. She took them to work, since there was still 99% of the 5-pound bag left. She works for a construction company where there are builders, roofers, house painters, landscapers, etc. Lots of people who generally have limited access to the toilet on a given day. I can't imagine where all those poor men and women pooped that day. I kept envisioning them on roofs, crossing their legs, and trying to decide if they can make it down the ladder. Should they just jump? If you order these, best of luck to you, and please don't post a video review during the aftershocks. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. Y'all, you know, if you wanted to give those gummy bears with the sugar substitute a try, just put a 5-pound bag in the mail to P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 9136. Y'all, can you just imagine the run up the steps there at the mansion? Big Fanny, that's just volley. Y'all, you know, that might solve. You know, send those to Dr. Stone, y'all, because that might solve his problem with being a home pooper. Big Fanny, that is just a lovely idea. Dr. Stone, what do you think of eating those and pooping everywhere?
Ew.
Oh, we think it would be good for you, right, Squeaky Kitty?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.